This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing in the grains here on Thursday?
Well, we're a little bit softer coming out of the break here this morning, but that's healthy, actually, considering what we've seen lately. Right now, you've got corn down a couple cents, beans down a nickel, and that's after you've seen corn up five out of the last six sessions, and soybeans have been making a move for several weeks, really, now since we made the lows back in mid-August. And so, you know, to see some corrective action today isn't the worst thing in the world. I would have liked to have seen the soybean products have a little better number in the export sales. We did see nice export sales in wheat, corn, and soybeans, but the meal and oil were definitely lagging. Wheat has seemingly confirmed a seasonal low. It's just a matter of how high we can go from here before we start to see some kind of a retracement back. But right now, although down anywhere from 2 to 5 cents, depending on which class you're looking at, wheat has made a really nice move off of the lows. And that's been driven primarily by global prices. You got Russia relenting on some of their giveaway wheat, and Paris milling wheat futures have been able to rally as a result. And the U.S. markets have been following along really nicely.
Eric, could you explain exactly what Russia was doing with its wheat prices and kind of what you alluded to there?
Well, basically, they were doing direct sales and undercutting the rest of the world cash market. And so they would have direct communication with any potential buyers, whether it was Turkey or Egypt or anyone else. They would have direct conversations and say, well, you know, the market's at this price. We can beat that by this much if you buy it from us. And they were just doing these just literally underhanded direct trade where it wasn't very transparent to the global cash market. And of course, after the sales are made, then they get reported and it just drives the price down for everybody.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down 2 1/4 at 410.5. November soybeans down 6 3/4 at 1014 3/4. October soybean meal down 670 at 319.10. October soybean oil up 41 cents at 41.13. On the Merck, October live cattle down 55 cents at 178.67. September feeder cattle down 45 cents at 239.17. October lean hogs down 82 cents at 80.75. Class 3 milk down 11 cents at 22.52. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.